There is more we can do, admits Deputy Chief of Force. Thames Valley Police has said that it realises more to do after failings within the force were revealed. The new report from His Majesty's Inspector of Constabulary reveals several areas where Thames Valley Police requires improvement. His Majesty's Inspector of Constabulary Roy Wilshire, OBE, said there are still areas which Thames Valley Police must do better, and we will continue to monitor its progress. We've seen progress, and I am optimistic that the force will build on the significant improvements seen in some areas. I have concerns about how it is investigating crime and supporting vulnerable people. Responding to this, Deputy Chief Constable Ben Snugg's pictures as above in this article said that he welcomed the report and the scrutiny that goes along with it. I am very encouraged to see recognition of our strong neighbourhood policing and prevention work, which is the cornerstone of effective policing. Equally, that the commitment which our officers, staff and volunteers show every day in protecting our communities through their dedicated service underpins everything we do. At the same time, we are clear that there is more that we can do. Mr. Snuggs explained they were focused on strengthening their investigations and enhancing how they identify and safeguard vulnerable people. We are already taking action to develop our investigative capabilities, he said, invest in our people and ensure we are making the most effective use of the resources to meet the demand. The force added that its improvement scores came after a 4% rise in 999 calls during the 25-26 period and a 7% rise in overall incidents to over 500,000. Police and Crime Commissioner Matthew Barber, whose role will be scrapped in May 2028, said that he was very pleased to see the several areas where the force had made improvements. However, he added, while I am encouraged by the progress Thames Valley Police has made, the inspection has identified areas where further improvement is needed, including safeguarding and investigating crime. Through my regular engagement with and scrutiny of with the Chief Constable, I'm confident that work already underway to address and will deliver improvements of these areas.